Part 3. You'll hear a radio interview in which an artist called Sophie Axel is talking about her life and career. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 3.
So here we are today in the artist Sophie Axel's amazingly colourful home.
Do you mean shockingly colourful? You don't have to be polite.
Well, it was quite a surprise when you opened the front door.
That's how it's meant to be, really. A huge impact of colour on the senses. Electric pink, brilliant blue, and yellow for the hallway. In fact, all the walls in the house are different colours. It's so stimulating.
So would you say colour is the most important thing in your life, Sophie?
Absolutely. It's in me. I don't pay any conscious attention to it. It's who I am, what I have grown up with. It's like an internal microchip. For me, every number and every day has a colour. When I sleep, I even dream in colour. And I associate people with colours too.
I won't ask you what mine is. I noticed before that you've even got rainbow stairs.
Oh, the children adore them. It's their favourite place to play.
They're quite small, aren't they? You're not worried about them falling?
No, they're as sure-footed as goats, even the baby. Life is never without danger. I just leave them to it and they develop confidence at their own rate, as children should. They need to find themselves, especially if they're going to follow the family's artistic tradition.
You mean your family are artists too?
Not as such, but we're all very creative, especially the female side of the family. My grandmother was an actress. She's still alive. And my mother and aunt are furniture designers for quite famous international companies, actually.
So when you get together...
Oh, there's no stopping us. We're all very expressive in words, in clothes, in the environment we create in our homes.
Family gatherings must be something.
Oh, you're right there. When it comes to events such as festivals and birthdays, we dress up, find the best presents imaginable, and then wrap them magnificently. Oh, it's so exciting. And we have huge parties. But there's awful pressure to do something unusual too, and even more pressure from people around. For example, on Rosa's third birthday...
That's your daughter?
Yes. I made a set of puppets to put on a show for her friends from playgroup. It took me days. Immediately, their parents asked me to put on shows for their children's birthdays too. And so it goes on.
And is Rosa creative as well?
Oh, yes. She adores painting. My mother came to stay recently and I found them both in the early morning chatting away about the colour of sunrise. There they were, grandmother and granddaughter, talking about colour as if they were absolute equals.
Quite an unusual topic.
Mm.
So let's talk about your own life a bit.
Mm.
I suppose you're a star student at art school.
Oh, you couldn't be more wrong. I was a total flop. At that time, there was no interest in design. It was all introspection and gloom and doom. And I just couldn't be moulded in that way. So I took off.
Literally?
Well, nothing too exotic. I went to work as a cook in a local hotel. I used to cycle there, and the pay was so low that when I got a puncture, I just couldn't pay for the repair. So I offered the man in the bike shop a poster advertising his repair service instead of money.
Did he accept?
Yes. In the middle of the picture was this completely flat tire, and someone who saw it asked if he could use it to advertise a national charity bike ride.
That must have given you a boost.
Yes. I had several important poster commissions after that, including some for health education. I've had some other lucky breaks too. I designed some gift wrap for a stationery company, and a woman phoned who'd been given a book wrapped in my paper. She was an author and asked me to illustrate her book of fairy stories. So that's how I got into publishing. In fact, I'm just finishing a children's activity book that I've actually written and illustrated myself.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
So here we are today in the artist Sophie Axel's amazingly colourful home.
Do you mean shockingly colourful? You don't have to be polite.
Well, it was quite a surprise when you opened the front door.
That's how it's meant to be, really. A huge impact of colour on the senses. Electric pink, brilliant blue, and yellow for the hallway. In fact, all the walls in the house are different colours. It's so stimulating.
So would you say colour is the most important thing in your life, Sophie?
Absolutely. It's in me. I don't pay any conscious attention to it. It's who I am, what I have grown up with. It's like an internal microchip. For me, every number and every day has a colour. When I sleep, I even dream in colour. And I associate people with colours too.
I won't ask you what mine is. I noticed before that you've even got rainbow stairs.
Oh, the children adore them. It's their favourite place to play.
They're quite small, aren't they? You're not worried about them falling?
No, they're as sure-footed as goats, even the baby. Life is never without danger. I just leave them to it and they develop confidence at their own rate, as children should. They need to find themselves, especially if they're going to follow the family's artistic tradition.
You mean your family are artists too?
Not as such, but we're all very creative, especially the female side of the family. My grandmother was an actress. She's still alive. And my mother and aunt are furniture designers for quite famous international companies, actually.
So when you get together...
Well, there's no stopping us. We're all very expressive in words, in clothes, in the environment we create in our homes.
Family gatherings must be something.
Oh, you're right there. When it comes to events such as festivals and birthdays, we dress up, find the best presents imaginable, and then wrap them magnificently. Oh, it's so exciting. And we have huge parties. But there's awful pressure to do something unusual too, and even more pressure from people around. For example, on Rosa's third birthday...
That's your daughter?
Yes. I made a set of puppets to put on a show for her friends from playgroup. It took me days. Immediately, their parents asked me to put on shows for their children's birthdays too. And so it goes on.
And is Rosa creative as well?
Oh, yes. She adores painting. My mother came to stay recently and I found them both in the early morning chatting away about the colour of sunrise. There they were, grandmother and granddaughter, talking about colour as if they were absolute equals.
Quite an unusual topic.
Mm.
So let's talk about your own life a bit.
Mm.
I suppose you're a star student at art school.
Oh, you couldn't be more wrong. I was a total flop. At that time, there was no interest in design. It was all introspection and gloom and doom. And I just couldn't be moulded in that way. So I took off.
Literally?
Well, nothing too exotic. I went to work as a cook in a local hotel. I used to cycle there, and the pay was so low that when I got a puncture, I just couldn't pay for the repair. So I offered the man in the bike shop a poster advertising his repair service instead of money.
Did he accept?
Yes. In the middle of the picture was this completely flat tyre, and someone who saw it asked if he could use it to advertise a national charity bike ride.
That must have given you a boost.
Yes. I had several important poster commissions after that, including some for health education. I've had some other lucky breaks too. I designed some gift wrap for a stationery company, and a woman phoned who'd been given a book wrapped in my paper. She was an author and asked me to illustrate her book of fairy stories. So that's how I got into publishing. In fact, I'm just finishing a children's activity book that I've actually written and illustrated myself.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.